Hey, where are you going with that plastic bag?
Take your canvas bags when you go to the supermarket. Why use plastic ones when you know the world can't take it?
Tim Mitchin telling us how it is in his song Canvas Bags. Ditch the plastic, take reusable bag shopping. It's a well-established practice now in South Australia, Tasmania, the ACT and the Northern Territory. Those lightweight plastic bags are banned. Everywhere else, though, you still get a free disposable plastic bag with your groceries. Hundreds of them, it seems. A small council in Western Australia has tried to ban the plastic bag, but it's been overruled twice by the state government. Claire Nichols reports.
And this bag was just dancing with me.
The dancing plastic bag was a thing of wonder in the film American Beauty. But for the Council of Fremantle in Western Australia, plastic bags are proving to be a headache. The council has twice tried to ban single-use lightweight bags at its stores, and twice the plan has been thwarted by the state government. The Mayor of Fremantle is Brad Pettit, who does his best to practice what he preaches.
I carry on my bicycle when I go to the shops a range of cloth and other reusable bags and use those. Occasionally I do forget to do that, and I would be quite happy to pay, 10 cents for a biodegradable cornstarch bag or something else if that was the case.
The council first voted in favour of a ban back in 2013. It was supported by the Fremantle Chamber of Commerce, with many of its members already having made the move to alternative bags. After that was disallowed, the council tried again. The WA MP Peter Katsambanis moved the latest disallowance motion in Parliament, successfully arguing that an ad hoc approach to plastic bag bans in WA wouldn't work.
I personally don't support a ban. But as I've said repeatedly, if we introduced a ban on a statewide level, or at the very least on a metropolitan level, then at least it would reduce the confusion and it would reduce the risk that consumers would change their patterns of behaviour and threaten the livelihoods of retailers in Fremantle.
Do you really think people would drive to another area to shop if they couldn't use a plastic bag in Fremantle?
Sometimes the choice might not necessarily be to drive, it might only be to cross on the other side of the road. We are talking about a small geographic area of 31,000 people in a city that now has nearly 2 million people. So it's not even a matter of driving sometimes, it's literally pressing the button on the traffic lights and going across the road.
Here's Brad Pettit again.
It's frustrating because it's not like we even need them to buy in. We just actually just need them, in this case, not to block it. We actually thought that the City of Fremantle's ban on single-use plastic bags could be seen as a bit of a trial for the rest of the state to see how it works. What we've been planning to do here is actually very consistent with what's already happening in South Australia, the Northern Territory, the ACT, Tasmania. And I think ultimately should become a national approach.
South Australia was the first state to bin disposable plastic bags back in 2009. Shoppers there can buy a plastic bag if they need one, but at 15 cents, the bag is sturdy, reusable and compostable. John Phillips is the Executive Director of Keep South Australia Beautiful.
It's reduced litter, so we have reduced litter, and plastic bags are the lowest litter in any of the Australian states by independent research. It's enabled us to refocus community on their behaviour and their particular process of managing their waste. So it extends beyond plastic bags, and it's been picked up by the community very successfully and very positively.
That thing about community behaviour, how long does it take to actually get in the habit of bringing your bags to the shops with you?
Well, look, I'll confess up front, guilty. If I have one problem over the years, and remember that we've had this since, I think, 2009, is leaving my reusable alternative bag in the motor vehicle. But look, we quickly change. In many instances, many people had alternative, heavier-duty, reusable bags anyway, and were using those. I think the success of the South Australian model was very much about how we planned and consulted with a whole range of stakeholders, retailers, community, hardware stores, local corner stores, unions, everybody was engaged, local government, so that we had a very clear plan as to what we could and couldn't do, and we backed that up with a very positive and quirky advertising campaign.
It's kind of obvious, really, isn't it? John Phillips is Executive Director of Keep South Australian Beautiful Environmental Solutions. That report from Claire Nichols in WA, and the West Australian Environment Minister, Albert Jacob, has told the ABC that the West Australian Government has no intention of regulating the use of plastic bags.